Aaron White is on the phone. Aaron is the director of leisure marketing and media. You know, it's that time of year where if you want to see the fall colors, you want to get away, take a road trip, well, you got to get those reservations made now. I know. I always think it's too early. It's too early, but this is the moment to make reservations, isn't it, Aaron?
It absolutely is, especially for popular destinations that are filled with fall foliage. Bloomington, Indiana is one of those places, and making your plans early is very important.
I just checked out your website, visitbloomington.com, and boy, the colors are up and they're beautiful. Very smart marketing, because that's what people are looking for. You know, if you wait till the colors start changing, it's too late to find a hotel room or to actually make reservations or get a table or anything. You must be excited. The kids are back. The students are back in school.
Yes. Bloomington is back to its vibrant self with classes at Indiana University starting just a few days ago. So that's been fantastic, kind of back into the groove of things after a less than normal experience the last couple years. So
right.
Really returning to a sense of normalcy with a full calendar of fall festivals, live music, restaurants in full swing. Things feel and look great down here in Bloomington.
And do you have a big festival coming up on Labor Day weekend?
We do. The 4th Street Festival of the Arts and Crafts is celebrating their 45th anniversary this year. So if you, like me and several other folks I know, are interested in arts festivals and arts fairs, this one is a can't miss. Over 120 vendors stretched all along beautiful tree-lined streets in the heart of downtown Bloomington, free to attend. 4th Street Festival, Labor Day weekend, fantastic reason to get in the car and make a quick drive to Bloomington.
Well, and I think people are all about road trips because we've seen what has happened all summer long at airports. And when you can just pack what you want, jump in the car, in a few hours be in Bloomington, Indiana, it's just a much calmer start to a long weekend.
Absolutely. And if you're like me and you like to peruse vintage and thrift shops, checking out antique malls, things like that, when you drive, you have more room to bring home all of your things that you found while you were away. So I feel like it's a perfect excuse to hop in the car again. You don't have to deal with that if you're on a plane. So this is another great reason to hop in the car and take a quick drive down.
Erin represents Bloomington, Indiana. It's her job to make you want to visit, and it is a great place to visit. And the scene completely changes, I would imagine, during the football weekend. What's that like?
Well, next Friday is our season opener against Illinois. So I know lots of Chicago fans, I'm sure, are also Illinois fans. So lots of big matches with Big Ten at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. Obviously, game day weekends are celebration experiences, lots of tailgating, lots of celebrating, reconnecting with friends, family, things like that. But it's also a great way to introduce your kids into sports. If they hadn't already known who their parents want them to cheer for,
yeah.
Coming down for football games is a great way to instill that sense of spirit into them.
Aaron, do you have kids?
No kids, niece and nephew. So they know already that they will be going to IU. Their parents, their aunts and uncles, we are a strong contingency of Hoosiers here in my family.
That's so fun. I'm telling you what, in my family, when parents say, hey, we want you to root for our alma mater, they go the other way. Yeah,
oh.
I'm going to vote for the other team. I'm going to root for them.
Oh. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
So if you do want to come down and see the fall colors, you want to make a visit to Bloomington, Indiana, where can people stay? Where would you suggest?
Well, what's great about Bloomington is that it's your quintessential college town. We've got some amazing hotels that are located all throughout the community and the downtown corridor, of course. But what you're not going to find there in that area are the amazing cabins and vacation rentals that are nestled in the rolling hills of the area. So that really provide those serene moments for you if you're looking for that fall getaway / escape. You know, so lots of different types of lodging, bed and breakfasts, cabins, guest houses, all sorts of different things. Just tons of availability, especially if you're looking for a midweek trip. Does get a little bit hairier as you enter into the weekend periods, especially on high volume fall festival weekends and things like that. But that's not to deter anyone. It's just talking about the reality of travel in 2022 across the entire country. It's just make your plans early. We can't stress it enough. Yeah.
Bloomington was named one of the 22 best places to travel in the U.S. in 2022. Where can people go find more information?
Well, visitbloomington.com is going to be your primary source for trip inspiration, itinerary ideas, where to eat, where to stay, all sorts of fantastic information that you can also request from our website to be delivered to your door directly. If you're like me and you like the old school paper style planning with a real visitor's guide, log on to visitbloomington.com. We're going to give you all the tips and tricks for your best places to check out fall foliage, do those beautiful scenic drives, all sorts of activities that surround the area, including our fantastic museums, attractions, wineries, all sorts of things like that. So visitbloomington.com is going to be the best first stop for you as you're making your fall getaway plans.
We always love when you give us a call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. And then if you, didn't hear about it, there was a shooting near Carl Schurz High School yesterday at an ice cream shop. It shook a lot of people. Can you imagine if you own a business in that area? What kind of trauma does that incite in employees and people who work there? We'll talk to somebody about that coming up next. What's going on, Mary?